If you would, turn in your Bibles to Ephesians 6:10. Ephesians 6:10. We're coming rapidly to a close of the book of Ephesians. Once again, I remind you, Ephesians centers in God's call of the church, which is the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. Christ is the head. It talks about how the church has been called from eternity past, chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. Then it talks about, since you have been chosen and God graced you with the gift of salvation, act like it. Walk worthy. Everybody loves 1-3 of Ephesians. But when Paul dares step on toes about our walk, gets tougher. That's what gets Christians into trouble. It's easy to talk. It's much harder to what? Walk. Christian hypocrisy gets Christians more into trouble than any other thing. By the way, preachers are at the top of that list. Preacher hypocrisy. For that's one thing I will remember as I look back about being in this profession, is the example of so much hypocrisy. I guess God will sort it out, but it is discouraging. There are a few good preachers, but for every good preacher somewhere, thousands and thousands aren't. You say, Dave, why do you say that? Well, I know things that I don't talk about and I don't tell you. It's not even good to know. But I know, and there are things that go on that make it difficult. That's why I don't tell people. My kids, they'll ask my kids' friends, what does your dad do? I tell them I'm a professor. Don't tell them I'm a preacher. Why? Because honestly, I'm not proud of that. Because I see and know so much behind the scenes. And believe me, I don't mention 1% of what I hear and know about these preachers. Because I don't want to discourage your heart either. Keep your eye on Jesus. He won't disappoint you, but some of you, or some, let's say this, worship preachers like celebrities. Don't. The more famous a preacher is, the more I bet I know things that would literally curl your hair if your hair was straight. And I don't mean that in a good sense. I'm sorry. Keep your eye on Jesus. That's one thing I'll remember when I look back, is that in spite of the damnable actions of preachers, God kept His people safe in spite of it. Anyway, we come to our last thing, Paul's final warning. We're going to spend a lot of time here. This is going to be what to you is going to be a very interesting yet strange ride. And Paul provokes it and wants you to remember these things. And he saves for last a grave spiritual warning to his people. In verse 10, finally, he finally comes to the end, but he's not over. But finally, more, you should probably say, most importantly, instead of finally, Paul has saved a warning to the church that must be heeded. Finally, he says, be strong in the Lord. Now, why in the wide world would Paul all of a sudden turn from all of the subjects and tell Christians that they need to rely upon God's strength? Be strong in the Lord means in your current circumstances in this world, you need God's strength. He's not merely talking about April the 17th. I've already paid my taxes on the 11th. And yes, it went out of my account and I wept Thursday all day. Trust me. I hate the 17th, but I sent, matter of fact, my property tax, I put the numbers they told me and they were wrong and almost blew that. And if you're late with your property tax in LA, they tack on an extra $500. And that happened to me one last year. I forgot. Actually, it was Sandy's fault. No. And so when Paul says, be made strong in the Lord, he's not talking about the Luciferian money system that we're all caught up in. He's talking about something very serious here. You need to have God's strength, not because of income tax, property tax, or some of these weird things, but he says this. You need strength in God, and you need His might. This is not something that you can get from within your own self. You can't. You need to ask God, give me your strength. This has to be given by God to the believer, and it has to be on a supernatural level, believe it or not. Because he's going to show you something and I'm going to shock you. You know I like to do that. You know I won't spare you. You know some will get upset, but I'm going to tell you and the Lord will take care of it. But I'm going to tell you something. He said you need God's strength. Why? He said also that you need to put on armor. He's not talking about the IRS. The IRS didn't exist back then. He's not talking about, he's talking about something that is more real than the chair you're sitting in. And it's arrayed against you as a believer. And you need God's strength. He says, put on armor. Have you seen the declaration of the Navy? Between 2030 and 2050, all Navy ships will be artificial intelligence. Very few, if any, soldiers will be on any ships. All missiles, all military equipment will be AI. But there will be support men and women, but the forward battle groups will all be robotic. How many ever saw The Terminator? Well, guess what? Hollywood, in some ways, can see the future. And what is shown in Terminator is now rapidly developing in the military. They have robotics that carry great amount of weight. They have skeletal things that soldiers can be in to give them 6 times to 10 times the strength they would have alone. Everything shifting to robotics. And by 2050, if you're around, it's all going to be, I'll be back. Remember on the Terminator? Isn't that scary? Elon Musk is warning. Elon Musk is warning that we have to be very careful. God's in control. But we have to be very careful or what we program could turn on us. They have now ships landing on aircraft carriers, planes that are landing that are completely robotic. No more. The F-35, which is the premier fighter, is the last manned fighter. From now on, they will be all unmanned robotics. And I got one for you. Guess what they're going to happen in the next 10 to 15 years? You're going to get on a plane and fly to Hawaii. And there will be a guy dressed like he's the pilot, but he ain't. They don't even need pilots on planes anymore. Can you imagine flying on a plane? All robotics. The stewardess greets you. And there isn't a pilot on board. It's all flown by a computer from takeoff to landing. They can do it now, but they know people aren't quite ready to sit there without somebody that they can say is flying the plane in a human fashion. Well, getting back to this, Paul said, you need God's strength and you need to put on armor. And he's not talking about a helmet and he's not talking about Kevlar. He's talking about Christians need spiritual armor, which must mean that there is something beyond the physical plane that you exist in that is impacting you as a Christian. It says this, put on the armor because there is an individual named the devil and he has a scheme. The smartest thing it is said, and it is often said so much that it's now just too commonplace, that the best thing that the devil can do is make you not believe that he exists. Let me tell you something. A being that we know very little about, called Satan. The word Satan means the adversary. Who do you think he's adversary against? God. He's also called the devil, which means the guy who fights against God. It says we are fighting against a plan as Christians of the devil, Satan. And most Christians are completely obtuse and unaware of a reality that is arrayed against them that they have no idea about. It says, finally, brethren, there is a situation where you need God's strength and you need armor to protect yourself. Why do soldiers wear armor? Who will tell me the obvious reason why soldiers wear armor? To protect against what? No, come on, think. Why do soldiers wear armor? Why do cops wear Kevlar? Terry, why do cops wear armor, armor-protecting vests? What happens to the center mass? What's the simple purpose of armor, everybody? To keep you from what? There you go. Christian, you need God's armor to protect your spiritual life. Physical life is nothing compared to the spiritual life. You need armor. Because arrayed against you is the adversary who attacks the devil, and he's very serious about it. And then I want you to go to the next verse. For our, who's the our? O-U-R. Who's the our? Come on, use your head in the context of this verse. Believers. For our struggle. By the way, that word is used for wrestling matches where you're right up there and the other guy is grabbing you, trying to pin you down and defeat you. Now watch what it says. For our struggle is what? Not against flesh and blood. Now what you don't know is in the Greek, Greek is different than English. Although it's similar, it's different. And in English, We would never begin a sentence with not. Greek begins the sentence here with the word not, N-O-T, no, not. And when Greek begins a sentence with what we call, here you go, you want me to show you fancy terms that you'd never remember? This is called, because I teach grammar at the seminary, a negative particle. It means that the no is the big stress of this sentence. So here is how you would say this. Are you ready? Not against flesh and blood. Christian, the struggle that the church faces is not the IRS. The struggle that the church faces is not the preachers that need to be arrested or defrocked. When Paul was beat up by the Romans for being a Christian, when Syrian Christians are martyred for their faith by the Islamic State, that the United States, there are pictures of John McCain and Paul Ryan with Islamic State soldiers. The United States, the Obama administration, Hillary, you name it, and no, I'm not a Republican either, I'm about to hit them too, have been behind ISIS to balkanize the Middle East, break it up. That's why Paul Ryan is resigning. Did you know that? It's not because he does. This is going to come out. Oh, I keep my pulse right on what's about to happen. There's a picture of him with the guy that heads it up. But what Paul is saying is, it isn't the human forces that are behind the evil done to God's people. When Paul was beat up, when he was jailed, when he was punished with lashes, when the church was stopped in history, it was never human. Humans are merely the instrument of Satan and unseen spiritual forces. That is why you need God's power. If something happens to God's people and God permits it, the human element that does it is merely the unwitting dupe. Or witting dupe of the devil, Satan, the adversary, and his plot against the body of Christ. This is the bottom reality. Now, I want to show you this a little bit because the elites in this world know there's another reality. Did you know that? The elites in this world know the reality beyond the physical realm. You say, Dave, you're smoking something that you need a license for. No. No, no, no. I want you to go to Deuteronomy 18. We're spending time here because I need to warn God's people that it isn't the physical plane that is your great enemy. It is the spiritual plane. And I want you to go to Deuteronomy 18. And we're going to look. Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law, 18. When the children out of Egypt invaded the land, God issued them a warning. And this was a very important warning. When you enter the land which the Lord God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the detestable things of the nations. Please note the word detestable. Oh, sorry. Well, at least I gave you the right chapter, which is, and you know what? Maybe I shouldn't give you the verse because That was my indication that if I don't, you're paying more attention than if I do. God warned them. Listen to me. When God's people invaded Palestine, it wasn't, we're going to find out in this thing that I'm going to do for many weeks, they weren't merely physically invading a land. For Joshua, on the night in which he attacks, meets an individual holding a sword. You know, a good captain in the military, the night before the battle, they walk the ship. They make sure everything's ready. We're going to find out Joshua walked the ship, and all of a sudden, standing before him, before they invaded, was a weird-looking dude. And Joshua, as we're going to find out, says to the weird-looking dude, "Who are you?" And he draws his sword against the guy. And this individual that looks unusual, clean, white, not white color, I mean face, I mean in white clothing, tells Joshua, "I am captain of the Lord's hosts. Take your shoes off. God is present. And before you go to battle, I have to go in and clean up the devil's forces for you." Now that will tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, when we get there. Before Joshua could invade and physically conquer the land, God had to send in his troops, invisible, to take out the schemes of Satan. You have no idea what's really going on, because we can't often see this realm. And he warns them. This is just before Joshua met that guy. He looked human, but he looked weird, unusual. And it says, when you go in, don't do what these people do. Because behind what humans do is an invisible force. Listen to me. Behind what people do is an invisible force. Verse 10. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire. In that area, people literally offered their children to idols. But the Bible tells us behind idols are demonic force. This is what I hear from people who have been in this occult practice and who have gotten saved and come out. I'm going to shock you. You have no idea. You say, "David, you just need to stay off the internet." Well, I do research and I know how to do research. And there have been people who have gotten saved and who are also in deliverance ministries, who deal with people who got themselves involved in things like this, and then God saves them, and then they're in danger. And I know many of these people and what they've faced. And here is what we learn. That in this invisible, unseen realm, there are demons who literally love to see the destruction of the human spirit, and the torture, and the offering of people to Satan. And these demonic forces get their energy off of this. Now, just to show you, well, Dave, that's back in the Old Testament. We don't have that today. Well, you don't know this, but I'm going to give you something to do homework. You know, you need homework. And some of you won't look it up. You'll blow me off. But if you want to, look up what's called the Deutero affair in Belgium. The only one that I know that will do this is our great graphic designer, our resident Sicilian, Linda. The Deutero affair, D-U-T-E-R-O-U-X. They discovered that the European elites were trafficking children, taking them to hidden locations, and torturing the children and offering them to occult forces. And in turn, the occult forces were giving the European elites power. Power to control and power to make money. Whether you believe it or not, whether you think that's strange or not, the elites know about this. And they have seen its power and that it works. I got one for you. In the last couple of weeks, a former presidential candidate, the first woman who ran for president, Google this one, went and joined and visits monthly a witch's coven in New York and Los Angeles called The Wing. Look it up if you think Dave's blowing smoke. It's because our people, God said our people perish for lack of knowledge. I am not a Republican or a Democrat. Now that I've hit the Democrats and I've hit Hillary Clinton, let me hit the Republicans. Let me get real close to home. There is, up in Sonoma County, above San Francisco, an exclusive club that if you ain't invited, you ain't getting in. Armed guards stand at the door and they meet every July. For 2 weeks, the Bushes have a permanent residence at what is called Bohemian Grove. You know how you get that God bless America at Republican conventions? The heck they do. At Bohemian Grove, there is a three-story owl statue. Go look it up if you think I've lost my mind. Do the homework before you criticize me for what I tell you, because when I say it, I know. The Republicans go up there, wealthy elite ones. Nixon called it loaded with homosexuals. Male prostitutes are flown in for the Republicans. Women probably too. I heard a Christian who had been a warlock, a witch, got saved, tell that they would invite him up on occasion so that he could, for the Republican congressman and rich in the Republican Party, cast spells to give them good business and political good luck. You can listen to his testimony. Linda, I think you heard that guy's testimony, didn't you? Of course, maybe the guy lied. Maybe he just made it up. I doubt it. On the cremation of care at Bohemian Grove, they get in black and red robes and stand before this owl in which there's this fire coming out of it. And they chant. And there was a guy that snuck in, and you should hear the chanting. If you saw guys in black, if you were walking through the woods at night and you saw these guys in these hoods, Henry Kissinger, you name the top Republicans, they were there, and they're in these black robes. You have to have an exclusive invite. Ronald Reagan, sorry. In these black and red robes, There's this huge, probably to that high, this owl god that they call Moloch. And they come up and start chanting, and it sounds horrible. And if you were going through a dark woods at night and you saw that, you would not think these are just a bunch of good old boys having some fun. And then they offer what's called the cremation of care, in which they have an effigy of a child that is placed into the fire and burned. Now here is what the warlock said that got to be a Christian. He said that behind the scenes, they actually do offer children. But you see, political power means this. You can do what you want. Who's going to touch you? Because you're the power. You can cover up anything. Now that tells you, Christian, that those of us that put hope in political parties are grossly deluded, whether you like it or not. And I heard this guy talk about how he got saved. But you'd be shocked at his testimony. The elites know there's power in the occult. And they keep it from you. You know, if I was an investigative reporter, I would be right there at Bohemian Grove to let the American people know that those dumb Republicans are involved in the occult practice of things that we need to expose. But you know what? Some of you have never heard this before. And guess what? 60 Minutes would rather talk about Stormy Daniels than what your political leaders are doing. And I'm not playing down that. I'm just telling you. Wouldn't you want to know that your political leaders, David Gergen, you ever heard of him on CNN, David Gergen? He goes up there in those black robes. The Bushes have what's called the hillbilly camp. Google it! Linda, have I in any way stretched the truth? There is a Sicilian, and she'll say, David, you're a nut! And I like that. This is what we face. Now let me give you another one for homework. I've attacked the Democrats filled with witches. By the way, you didn't know this, but in 1986 when Ronald Reagan ran for re-election, they had a man named King do the Star Spangled Banner. Look it up. Larry King does the Star Spangled Banner, 1986. At the Republican convention, wherever it was. Well, let me tell you about Mr. King. And let me tell you about him and the Republicans. He owned a savings and loan. Remember the savings and loan debacle in the 80s? Well, guess what they discovered? It's called the Franklin case, investigated by a Nebraskan Republican politician. He discovered this. The CIA... in your country, called the Finders, F-I-N-D-E-R-S. Look this up if you think I've blown my ever-loving mind. Are involved in trafficking children for politicians. Some of your Republican and Democrat politicians like little kids for their jollies. The CIA has been involved in it. And what they do is they film these politicians. And you ever wonder why votes for abortion go the way they do by some of the most renowned conservatives? It's because they get a call, I'm told, for a vote. Dear Republican representative or dear Democrat representative, there's a certain vote the elites want to go a certain way because we like sacrificing babies to Satan in this world. So we expect your vote of support, and that's why the votes go the way they do, because the people have been filmed, and this is called the Franklin cover-up, you ought to look it up, in which a Christian Republican in Nebraska discovered Larry King, and the Republicans were involved in trafficking children from Boys Town, and many of them were killing these children in occult sacrifice because it brought them power. Now, this is shocking to you because you've not heard it, and until I heard this, I didn't believe it. But I really honestly do. I have asked my wife the books I have in my library by researchers that have done the work. You would be shocked. Now see, they believe in these things that do these things, and for some reason they get power. I haven't talked about the banking families. Ooh, there's one guy named Ronald Bernard. Look this up. He was a Dutch banker. Ronald Bernard was moving up within the banking family. Ronald Bernard, Dutch banker. Look it up. You can either be ignorant or you can look it up. Rick's using Alexa, who's listening to us all and laughing. You ever heard about Alexa? Every once in a while in the middle of the night, there will be this wicked cackle from Alexa. They're listening. Anyway, Ronald Bernard started moving up. He was good with figures. I can't even balance a checkbook. Just ask Sandy. If you think that's an exaggeration, she's threatened me several times where she'll take over the finances because I don't know what I'm doing. Is that lie my wife or not? It's true. So I could not make a banker. He was good at figures. He rose up and he was doing so well, they invited him to the Luciferian banking families, parties where they worship Lucifer and have all sorts of wild orgies. Linda, have you listened to this man? He tells the story that he finally got up so high that they said, you know, for you to go up to the top, we're going to need you to attend parties. And the party essentially, listen to his testimony, you can get a feel for a man if he's lying or if he's telling the truth. He breaks down and cries and tells how in order for him to move up in the banking families higher, he would have to be involved in the trafficking, torture, and killing of children. Linda, is that what he said? Huh? Okay. Did you feel that the gentleman, the banking elite worship the god of mammon, which is really Satan, to make power, to make money? Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon. Finally, this one for your homework this week to wake you up. And I'll have more. Hollywood. You've heard about the pedophilia scandals. Terry and I were talking about that this morning. He had a beat in Hollywood. First year as a cop. Man. I want you to look this up this week. From a man that worked, I don't know how many years in Hollywood. And Debbie, you may know this one, but this is for people that think I've blown my ever-loving gourd. John Roberson. Now, it's like robber, like you rob a bank. R-O-B-B-E-R-S-O-N. Hollywood insider. Gives the details. Look it up and listen to John Roberson. Here is what he tells. In order for a movie to make it big, many of the elites in Hollywood, I didn't say all, not all Republicans go to Bohemian Grove, not all Democrats are witches, but the elites are. That in Hollywood, if you want a movie to do well, they group in Malibu. And he knew where, God protect him for revealing this stuff. And within the Hollywood groups, they offer babies to these demonic forces so that their movies do well. He even told what it was like. That's what's leaked out. John Robertson, Hollywood insider, listen to his tapes. He risked his life. Who is John Robertson? Well, now Hollywood turned on him for telling the truth. He works for a guy, have you ever heard of Hagman and Hagman? Conservative radio show, Christians who tell you what's going on. He's there. He works for them now because they tossed him out of Hollywood for telling the truth. And there are secret meetings where babies are bred for the purpose of offering these children to Lucifer to have gain for whatever business they're in. What did Paul say? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And if that's leaked out, ladies and gentlemen, Bohemian Grove, all of this, wait till I tell you next week about 007, James Bond, and I rip that one for you. You'd be shocked. What if this is what's leaked out, ladies and gentlemen, what must be going on that we don't know about? No wonder you need God's strength. And if you don't believe in this stuff, they do. These elites know about it and they believe in it.